Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Fairly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from McCarver and he is out, Foley applying the tag. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a pop-up beyond second. Hunt can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Munday goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive towards short. Foley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hunt moves to second. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hickman for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Santo for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Monday moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Singleton for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fairley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. Rochelle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rochelle moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenal takes first base on ball 4. Rochelle moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Foley. Hickman moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball towards right. Fairley settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Fairley. Hickman scores. Santo moves to third. It's 6-0, Cubs. Tom Walker now pitching. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Monday hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. McCarver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rochelle for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Hal Breeden pinch hits for Tom Walker. Hal Breeden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breeden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. John Strohmeyer now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Cardenal is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hickman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-3 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monday moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Monday scores. Beckert moves to second. It's 8-0, Cubs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rochelle is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gene Heiser now playing left field. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ferry pinch hits for John Strohmeyer. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a fly ball towards left. Heiser catches it and throws to Santo, who throws to Hickman to double up Hunt. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Marshall now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 4 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey strikes out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 3 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Montreal Expos, 0. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.